Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, Klaf of Beis, and we're starting Simen Yud Gimel. So Simen Yud Gimel deals with the idea of learning before davening. Now, what can be wrong with learning before davening? So we need to clarify what issues are there in regards to activities before davening. So there's one issue with activities before davening, is that Chazal were afraid that a person is going to start certain activities, they're going to get so involved in them that they're going to forget to daven, either because the activity itself is captivating, or because potentially it could lead to situations where a person will be forced to continue. For example, a person wants to take a haircut before davening. Chazal were afraid, not that a haircut itself takes that long, but if something happens during the middle of the haircut, like the scissors breaks, you're going to feel compelled to go out and find another pair of scissors. You don't want to walk around with half shorn, with only half of your head cut. So that's because I'm afraid of that situation. So similarly, we have an issue with the person getting involved in learning, and a person will get so involved in his learning, he's going to forget to daven and realize, by the time he realizes that he might be too late for him to daven already. That's one concern. There's a second concern, that even if a person will interrupt his learning, but the learning is so captivating and so interesting that his mind will be thinking about the learning, and he's going to be distracted during his davening. So he's not going to not daven at all, which is the first concern. He will daven, but his mind is going to be distracted, and he's going to undermine his kavanah. There's a third issue, based on a Gemara in Brachos. In the Gemara in Brachos, and the Fehma Beis, the Gemara brings that one of the Amoroyim was makbid on a few things, and one of the things he was makbid on was to daven samach lemitosoi, next to his bed. So the Gemara says, what does it mean next to your bed? So the Gemara says, it does not mean physically next to your bed. It means time-wise, immediately after a person got out of bed. The first thing you do in the day is you daven. So a person wakes up in the morning, instead of getting involved in his own activities, the first thing you do is daven. To the point where there are those who suggest that even having a conversation before davening is inappropriate, because in the correct mindset of our world, the person should wake up and immediately move into the world of Kedusha, of Tefillah, and by doing so, he sets the tone of the day. But if you get involved in other things first, it really undermines that point. And we've talked about this before, that if we would want to enhance our kavanah, if we would have the attitude that we don't talk in the shul, we have attitude we don't do other activities in the shul, if we have the attitude that there can't be anything between ourselves and the beginning of davening, waking up at the beginning of davening, because we would sort of go into a mindset and a zone of stepping out of this world and having more kedusha and more kavanah and tefillah. So that's the third issue. Now, is that referring to learning before davening? So Rashi actually learns it's referring to learning as well. Besides getting involved in malacha, there's an issue of learning before davening, even according to Rashi. Tosfos disagrees, and most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They do not see an issue with learning before davening, but Rashi does understand it like that. The Shulchan Aruch has a pshara that it does bring the opinion of Rashi, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, as opposed to saying that there's an intrinsic problem with learning before davening. It's referring to already the time for tefillah has come, and it's wrong to then get involved in other activities when it's really the time for tefillah. So that'll be a fourth understanding of what the issue is. It's not you're going to get distracted to the point you're going to forget the daven. It's not that it's going to undermine your kavanah. It's not that it's inappropriate to be involved in anything between a risal and davening, but that since it's the time for davening has come already, it's inappropriate to get involved in other activities. It's the appropriate thing to do right then is to daven. And therefore, even though a person technically could daven from Alois HaShachar, preferably a person should not daven before Netzach Hama. So therefore, according to this, if a person wants to learn earlier on, as long as he can still daven by Netzach Chama, there's no problem at all with being involved in learning. So we have four different reasons, and then we'll look at the Chayyarim tomorrow to see how he tries and to bring them all together. And we point out the difficulty in the language of the Chayyarim, and we will quote some other sources on this topic as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.